Like many undocumented immigrants, Adalberto Martinez pays his taxes. He's been doing it for 15 years. But this time, there was something different when he met with his tax preparer.
Lo único que me dijo fue que este...
They told me there is a box where you have to answer whether you have insurance or not. So she put down that I didn't have insurance. She didn't explain to me exactly why, just that there was a box there and I didn't have insurance.
Afterwards, bam, Martinez was hit with a $200 fine. The official name for it was the shared responsibility payment. Most people without insurance will have to pay it. But Martinez shouldn't. Under the Affordable Care Act, unlawful residents are exempt from the requirement to have health insurance and the penalty for lack of coverage. But immigrant advocates say many people are getting caught up like Martinez. Luvia Quinones is with the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights.
We know that in the state of Illinois, there's about 310,000 undocumented, uninsured individuals.
Of those, nobody knows how many have gotten penalized incorrectly. Quinones says in some cases, it's fraud, tax preparers pocketing the penalty themselves. But often, it's an honest mistake. The law is new, and people are unclear about how it works. So some people are getting out there to explain it.
I'm Graciela Guzman. I'm a navigator for Prime Care Community Health.
Guzman's job is to help people enroll in health insurance plans. It has nothing to do with taxes. But a few weeks ago, some patients at her clinic showed up mad at her. These were people she couldn't enroll in health plans because they were undocumented. But when they filed their taxes, they were slapped with a hefty fine.
Like, you told me I was not going to get penalized. You educated us and you said we were not going to get penalized and we got penalized. Why?
Guzman realized lots of tax preparers were making mistakes. So now a new part of her job is to educate them. Last week, Guzman popped into a tax preparer's office in the Belmont Cregan neighborhood. She reaches into a bag and grabs a stack of papers in English and Spanish. They explain how undocumented immigrants should claim an exemption from the penalty. Guzman and her colleagues have hit about 120 income tax places like this.
Okay, muchas gracias. Okay, hasta igualmente.
As we walk out, Guzman says this tax preparer was more receptive to the information than some others.
Because they didn't have a resource they could give. So when she saw that, she was like, can I post that on the window? Yes, please post that on the window. Help us get the word out.
Guzman says the penalty can be really hard for many people at her clinic. It's at least $95 per adult who's not insured. But in most cases, it's a lot more, depending on the family's income.
A penalty of $300, $400, it can absorb half, if not more, of what they would have gotten back in refund.
So why has it been so hard to get it right? Well, one big reason is when you file your taxes, none of the information you provide is an absolute indicator of your residency status. There are different opinions on how tax preparers should handle this. Enrique Lopez is a CPA in Chicago. He thinks there's only one way to ensure it's done correctly.
If they are using the services of a tax preparer, they should tell the preparer directly that their immigration status is of that who's someone who's not in the U.S. legally.
I think if they start doing that, not only is it going to create more fear in the community, but it could also affect the likelihood of undocumented individuals or DACA youth wanting to file taxes.
Luvia Quinones of the Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights says there's another way. Tax preparers could ask a series of questions to determine whether someone's exempt from the penalty. That way, someone who's undocumented can avoid disclosing his or her exact status. In the case of Adalberto Martinez, the guy that paid the penalty at the beginning of this story, he went back to his tax preparer and she filed a tax return amendment for him. And now he's doing his own outreach.
I started telling people. My cousin, he told me they charged him $300. I told him, hey cousin, you need to find out what happened because they shouldn't have charged you.
There are steps people can take if they paid the penalty incorrectly. If they paid in cash or directly to the tax preparer, it's fraud and should be reported to the Attorney General's office. If they paid it to the IRS, they can file a tax amendment to get the money back. I'm Odette Youssef.